This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour. We are a craft beer podcast. We talk about geeky stuff related to craft beer.
Nerds.
And we drink it. Drink it. Drink it.
I raspberry you.
Aggressively
all,
drink.
All your beers
hour
are belong to us.
Hour to 90, 60 to 90 minutes approximately. So sit back and get ready. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we are here.
Lots of energy.
Drink your beer.
I think we had too much caffeine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah caffeine. Yeah,
that's the last time we drink a beer made by Monster Energy.
Shit, we need a better beer dog because the fridge is piling up, and we us three guys can't get through this alone.
Oh,
don't say that. Now the hordes.
Huh?
The hordes will show up.
Whores?
The whores. Whores? All the whores are showing up now.
Beer whores.
Getting the beer whores.
Beer whores. Thanks to Hills Bills, she reminded us we're still looking for a taco assistant.
Yeah. We're still talking. We thought Dave, we had Dave brought in tacos. Dave.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I'm never bringing tacos again. We said, you're fired then.
That Dave guy.
So we're still looking for a taco assistant. Before we get into all our happenings and stuff, our craft beer rantings, we have to get caught up on what we have been drinking before the official recording of podcast.
Do we have enough time for that?
It is our tailgating. we went big on the tailgating this time.
Which means we might not make it.
Yeah, we might not make it to the end of this show. We had a long time. We probably should have saved it for the show, but damn it, we couldn't help ourselves because we got so much. We have Founders All Day.
You blew
Session
it.
Ale.
Session Ale. We finally got an All Day from Founders. Been looking out for that for a while.
So good.
Who got us this one?
Blue Ox.
Blue Ox.
Also
Blue Ox beat out all comers for the beer all day.
Yeah. Literally, all I said was please and thank you. And he said, when I find a fresh case, it's on its way.
A case?
Yeah.
I mean, sent a case.
Not just a can or two, but a case.
Or 12.
Friggin' case. 15.
Apparently expect 15. Nothing in the mail, Blue Ox.
I think they screwed up. How'd they get 15 in that case?
How did they do that?
They're 9.7 ounces instead of 12. I think that's what happened.
Not only that, but we also started trying to clear out some room. So we had a Coronado Brewing. It's been sitting in there a while because nobody wanted it because it's a wheat. California wheat. Orange Avenue wheat. Wheat. From Coronado in San Diego area. I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was fine. It was just drinking orange juice.
Orange juice. Orange Julius.
Orange.
What if Orange Julius was still around?
What? It's like, still around.
What if shopping malls were still a thing and they would have like beer Julius's? Would you get a beer Julius? That's what I'm all. That's all I'm saying. Orange Julius, if you want to be relevant in 2015, add beer to your slushy treats. Your slusherific treats.
Yeah, get an alcohol liquor license.
I'd probably sooner put vodka in there.
Vodka.
Vodka would get you quicker.
So we had that. And then we had a Stone Ruination 2.0. Double IPA.
Past the enjoy by dates. Oh,
past the dates. We still enjoyed it. Sorry, Stone, but we still enjoyed it.
Keeping our Rebel Street
cred. What are you going to do? Try to shut us down now?
Shut us down.
Mm-hmm. But as somebody said, there were so many hops that it was still pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Extra hops.
Somebody said on the Periscope.
There's a hop bubble in there.
A pop bubble?
A hop bubble. And as the date passes, the hop bubble pops and releases extra hops into the beer to continue to keep it fresh.
So it's got hop bubble technology.
It's new technology developed by Stone.
Oh, that's good what job, that son. Was.
Yeah, I totally tasted that.
Ooh.
And we also had a Lengthwise Brewing from Bakersfield, California. The Citra, Simcoe, Sentinel.
Are you all right? Are you having a stroke on us?
I'm all right.
Okay. It's the heat. Heat's getting
it's
to
a
it.
Hoppy goodness lengthwise. It's an ale of those three hops. At quite fine.
I actually really enjoyed that beer.
Nice.
Like I was pointing out, it has perfect lacing on my glass. It has good carbonation, good taste. It's unfiltered. So, I mean, Bakersfield stepped up on that one.
Damn it. Right? Beating us. Why is Bakersfield beating
us? If the brother burped or sneezed. No, sneezed. If the brother had sneezed, we would have known it had the correct amount of hops.
That's right.
But he has not sneezed this evening.
Nothing has made me blow my nose yet.
We still good?
We're still good.
I just saw the power
flip. Yeah, I think the AC went on in the house.
Just making sure we didn't lose anything.
We had a big little power surge here.
I mean, brownouts are totally like 2008. But
yeah, I know. That's so 2008. And everyone's beer fridges would die at any notice. Moment's notice. And we also, still on the tailgating beers.
Oh, shit. We're still here?
Yep. 6 points, resin. Of the East Coast, New York, 6 point.
So good.
The resin. They 6 point, I think, doesn't really say their style, what style it is. They just let you just deal with it. It's a beer, and they put the IBUs on it. It's 103 IBUs, so guess what style it is.
Just think of resin and any sort of way of your life, and some are better than others. And that beer is very tasty and very evil. Like soap resin? Not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Beer resin?
Beer resin. Better. Cheeto resin?
Who got us this lovely six point that is extremely difficult to get on Blue the West Coast? Ox. Blue Ox again.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to Blue Ox.
And it says enjoy by January of 2016.
So obviously, too soon.
It has some.
They put a long enjoy date there.
Obviously, they're saying.
This is something hoppy.
Well, you know, at 9%, even if maybe it's one of those. If you don't get it for the hops, it will be enjoyable as a strong-ass beer later.
Yeah.
Strong beer.
Okay. And now. We're caught up with all those. Now, our current beer we have, or at least I have left, is this a Blue Ox beer as well?
Yes.
From Champion Brewing Company. I have no idea where they're at. I'm going to some East Coasty somewhere. Is a tart sour ale, Berliner Weiss style.
Charlottesville.
It's just called tart. Charlottesville?
You're a tart.
Carolina?
VA.
Virginia?
Vagina.
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 Charlotte's vagina. Got it.
You from Charlotte's vagina?
I didn't know
you. Talking about my mom.
Don't talk about my mama.
I didn't know anybody would call themselves Champion Brewing. I mean, surprised that's not taken by a dad beer company.
Champion Brewing.
Champion's Light Lager.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's like sour for like 1 second. It's really sour, and then it just drops off.
And it's about as clear as water, too.
It is. That is the clearest beer I have ever had.
It pretty much looks like you just put chlorine in your glass.
Right. It's like really chlorinated water.
Like looking. testing the acidity level of your spa. Yes.
Well, looks like I got some dankness in my spa water.
pH level is off.
pHs are off. And
it looks like you have high IPUs in that glass right now.
Champion Brewing.
That was your thing, Nick.
What?
You didn't even pick up on it. Your brother just threw
IPUs.
Out something you came up with, and you didn't even pick up.
I'm thinking something totally different. God, I was trying to write a tagline for Champion Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Something like cold forest and green waters.
That doesn't go with Champion.
Brewed in the green forest and the cold waters.
Where champions are born. Mm-hmm. On the gridiron.
On the gridiron.
Drive yourself a Chevrolet.
Brewed with real Chevy trucks.
Or that, have you seen that commercial, the Carl's Jr. commercial?
Filtered through three beer. Layers of denim.
It's got the
denim filters.
Yes.
America.
That's America. Through a flag, American flag. But not in a disrespectful way. In a total respectful way.
The grains are hand delivered by eagles.
Tested by your very own grandpa.
Damn. That's America right there. America.
Kid tested, grandpa approved.
That's right.
filtered through a Chevy carburetor. It's pretty good.
Filtered through a real meerkat.
Meerkat.
Yes.
No, yeah.
We soaked a meerkat in this beer and then had an eagle eat it and then shit it out. And then we brewed with it. Drew some yeast from that.
Then we washed rounds of 50 caliber bullets.
There, finish that tart.
Champion Brewing, Charlotte's Vagina, United States.
California.
United States of America, California.
Because California.
California has to stay relevant in all this because they're trying to split us into six states.
Yeah,
I'm tired of that.
I can't believe that thing is still. It's like going to go to like.
It's like people have forgot about brownouts, global warming, ice plate shifting, and tonic water. What people forgotten about all that shit, but the six states thing.
The six states.
The six states is still a thing.
Help us, other states.
But
look what they're doing to us. Hey, we got Yosemite, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It'd be Fresno and Yosemite.
We basically got the Sierras. Our state will have the Sierras.
Brown mountains.
So suck it. We'll have. Oh. San Francisco would get their water from our state. So we'd have control of San Francisco.
We will charge you very much.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, can we just trade you for smog? Same thing, right?
Damn it. Sorry.
California tangent.
California tangent.
State tangent.
Let's get back on track. We have a beer to open up now. We've gotten all this beer.
Where?
It's over there. It's a champion.
What? I don't see it.
Don't you recognize a champion when you see one?
What do we have here, Mikey?
I love gold.
That's a new beer. What is this?
It is a shower beer.
No, when you say shower beer, you mean it's literally called shower beer.
There's a duck, there's suds, and the soap bar says shower beer, which is a Czech style pilsner.
Zik. Wow.
Which
we're going to have a pilsner on the show.
Which most people forget is pilsner
Pils bills.
If I do have any sort of memory, pilsners are Czech beers.
Nah.
So
America.
You don't have.
They're brewed.
So they're
brewed with John Madden sweat.
They're kind of God damn it. Boom.
They just brewed this beer right up the middle, then boom, touchdown.
They harvest the grain that grows out of Abraham Lincoln's nose statue. Statue nose.
I'm John Madden.
I'm John Madden. All I'm saying. That sounds more like Colonel Sanders than John
Madden. What's the play? Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Sports and stuff.
Brett Favre just threw that football, and then the guy caught it, and it was a touchdown. That's how you score.
Where's Frank Caliendo when you need him?
So, pilsners, favorites of the dads of the United States,
or dad favorites,
light lagers, also known as pilsners, favored by dads.
Again, favored by dads.
Not much going on with them. Like the it's a 4.5, 35 IBU. Perfect for any relaxing occasion. This Bohemian Rhapsody Pilsner sings with fresh, clean maltiness and spicy flavor. Aroma contributes from 100% traditional Czech saaz hops aged cold on lager yeast for weeks for maximum refreshment. If you've never had a shower beer, it's high time. It's not the correct time, but it is high time.
Good times. It's like if Luke Skywalker and Chuck Norris had sex.
It does taste like soap. I'll give it that.
And no comment from Mikey.
I'm trying. Yep, I get no aroma.
Shower beer.
It's sweet.
No, it's like I walked into a freaking hotel and I'm chewing on the soap bar in the bathroom.
So do we have to ask?
Sweet and soapy.
It's like lavender.
Would you shower with this beer?
Chances are I would because it's a can.
It's got a, it's a can. It's got that.
Cans only in the shower, please.
Cans only. Recently in one of the group texts, Miss Rad Stacy's been shower beering with bottles.
That's wow, just that's hot. Bold.
That's and too. Yeah, we're just kind of like, that's an accident waiting to happen. And I was like,
we're just trying to look out for you.
But I'm all, at least it's convenient because the, you know, the water can wash away blood. And but she did proclaim it's a very deep shelf. So
wow.
Is she just bragging or
I don't know, but her shower has very deep shelves. So bottles are okay in her opinion.
All right.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Throw me a bone here, Scotty. Well, this it's a pilsner. What are you going to do? It's not bad. It's not hard to drink. I guess that's what you kind of forget about with pilsners is like, it's not difficult to drink it. You're not like having a fun time, but it's like, yeah, I could drink it.
No problem. Did they just give it a clever name so you would drink it? Like maybe. Anything could be in this can because it's named.
Like if you want it, I'll give it this.
Turd Roller Pilsner.
Turd Roller.
If you're like, hey, no. I've got.
It's the other way around, you see.
I've got to take a shower right now. I'm stinking of alcohol, but I do not want to stop in taking alcohol. Look, hey, this beer is sitting right here. I'll open it and keep drinking it as I soap myself. Then sure. What the hell? And it's not going to be a big deal if you get some shower water in the can.
It's already tastes like soap. Yeah.
You're cool. So I think they achieved it. Am I going to desire it? No. But is it if it's there? Yeah.
If it's there, beer. That's a whole new category.
If it's there, beer.
Is it there? Yes. Okay, I'll drink it.
Right. Yeah, this can would hold up a shelf in my house. That's about what it would do.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's a good... It'll look very nicely hung up in the rafters. I will say that, but... It wouldn't necessarily be first choice.
It's a label buy. All right, let's get into some culture. And at the time of this recording, St. Archer has not sold the Miller Coors. But this is
But they also have not sold.
Yeah, they have not sold to him. But that has not happened either.
St. Coors. That's all so I'm going to call them now.
The big rumor is, started by SD Beer Talk, is that St. Archer Brewing, we have talked about them many a times, from San Diego, is going to be bought by Miller Coors. But this has been going on for like a week of like, rumor is, this is happening. But it has not happened.
Yeah, there hasn't been any publications about it. No press releases.
Right now.
Sorry, I'm wasting time.
But with speculations, like say with the recent Firestone, people are speculating that there was about 9 months to a year where Firestone was talking and you know, searching and looking at proposals or getting checks or something, you know. So it could be that somebody saw that, you know, Coors sent a check to the St. Archer Brewery, and somebody's like, oh, hey, Coors sent us a check for $6 million. Should we cash it? No. That could have been the end of it, but or they could be searching.
It seems like from the San Diego people, they seem to know something that the rest of us don't as to the way St. Archer operates. And there's a feeling that St. Archer operates as a profit, like more about profit, less about the art and heart of craft beer that most craft beer companies breweries because they get that heart and the heart and art of beer. And I get the feeling like people in the know that St. Archer isn't like that. I don't know. That's the feeling I get.
The most recent review I heard was from the Hop King. He said, fuck those guys because they don't even give a shit about San Diego. And this was the whole reference them about, yeah.
Is that the baseball Dodger Stadium reference?
Because the Hop King is a Padres fan. And so the fact that St. Archer posted anything about the Dodgers. Yeah. And so obviously the next 20 minutes in the group chat was us flaming him about liking the Padres.
You got to give it to Stu. I was going to tell you this in the tailgate, but I forgot. I'm going to tell you too right now. I guess Stuart was in society recently, and Mike said he was going to. He had a bottle to give to Stuart to mule to us that Mike was going to give to us. I don't know what the bottle was, just something Mike was going to you know, give to us. But then Stuart took off without saying goodbye to him and just took off.
What a fucking dick.
So, Stuart, you missed out. You lost us a bottle, Stu.
I mean, be like, well, you know, I had to get going, and there was something, and stupid reason.
There was something in the something. But hey, he did get a citra that time, so he's got a lot of cred, street cred.
Nice, pretty cool.
For what this.
I do love Stu, but I do have to give him plenty amount of shit, you know.
Because it's fun. Because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But God, what was that bottle we were going to get?
Right.
The first ever bottle of the Bachelor Galaxy Hopped.
I'm going to give this to the perfect boar. Yeah.
I swear, though, every time somebody that goes to society, they send me a photo of a bearded fellow down there, and they're like, hey, look, it's your twin. And I'm like, fuck, this still exists.
This is still a thing, a guy with a beard. Like, look, there's another guy with a beard here.
It's like he has glasses, he has a beard, he has a hat, he wears button-up shirts. Okay, he kind of looks like
he loves Volkswagens. Right? Where's a Tioga Sequoia hat?
All right.
He has a podcast.
Yeah. He has a podcast.
He runs a beer garden.
What
else? What else is going on in the culture?
Oh, so we have the St. Coors. I'm just going to say that one more time.
Oh, yeah.
St. Coors.
No, I agree with you,
Mike. That's a bearded brewery reference.
I think San Diegans had called them out on their bullshit long ago.
Mm-hmm. As non-San Diegans were just like, this is a good beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
San Diegans were like, fuck those guys.
That's what's the weird thing is they're owned by a bunch of skaters, and they have a very good pricing point for beer that's not in San Diego. So it's, I don't know. I would be saddened if they did sell out, but... but they would probably still make the same beer.
It just means we're not going to sing anything else super exclusive from them.
All I've seen is from them right now is they're saying officially is they're gonna have a cider, and then they're getting more fermenters.
Yeah,
you're gonna see St. Archer outside of California.
Other than Mosaic or Coffee Brown, I mean, those have been the only really two. Envelope pushing beers of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that they've ever just said like, oh, nitro coffee hopped mosaic something beer.
Yeah, something beer.
Yeah,
something beer.
Agreed.
All right, so new places in town opening up.
What?
If anybody had noticed
something we haven't covered.
If for some reason they were actually going to Porta Subs on Shaw and 41. The Porta Subs has been closed.
Oh, man.
And, you know, and going into it is Rocket Dog Fresno. And they're going to specialize in naturally sourced, local and blah, blah, blah. But gourmet brats and good beer, or good brew, is their tagline.
Mm-hmm. Brats and brew.
So,
Rots and Brew, looking forward to it.
I can't say we have anything else like that. That's going to, you know, smaller place that's going to focus on good beer and, you know, get a brat.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wonder what their selection is going to be, craft or otherwise. I mean, that'd be cool if they went traditional German, you know, purity if law they got beers.
German, stuff that we don't get.
Like Spaten. Even if they just brought in Spaten. And some Kostritzer or Polaner even. That'd be cool. It doesn't have to be all. Every place doesn't have to be craft beer. But yes, they do.
But, you know, for me to have fun
at. It's been a long time
since. But they don't also have to be just Coors Light and Bud Light.
But there hasn't really been a brat or or sausage crafty place.
Yeah, if we're talking food wise, that's a great idea.
And with beer, though, I mean,
with the beer,
the only other place I could think of is there's a place called Cravings where they sell like frozen hamburgers and stuff like that. You can make it any way, but they serve Fresno State sausages.
Nice, nice.
Which not many places in town do, but why don't they? Yeah. Why don't you just add a sausage sandwich or, you know.
There's only so much sausage Fresno State can produce.
I know, but if there's one small shop that can serve it, you know, and other places might serve sausages, you know, why not?
Sausages.
The Starving Artist Bistro, they have an extensive hot dog selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, custom hot dogs, but that's not full-on German brats.
Yeah.
As far as craft beer and Vienna place.
I'm saying that we might be needing it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Good spot, too.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, it's time for a new beer.
New beer.
I still have one more.
Okay.
One more craft culture.
One more culture. But this new beer is seasonal.
What?
Special.
Oh, and that's the one I didn't pick up today.
It is. I don't know if this is.
I love gold!
It is gold. I don't know if this is thanks to BC's or we just got lucky, but it is coincidental.
Yeah, this is Drake's Brewing out of East Bay, Oakland, Aroma Prieta. There's the Roma Coma we've been talking about. This is the Prieta. This is the pale version of the Aroma Coma.
Right out of San Leandro.
This is a seasonal, just like the Aroma Coma. It's with New Zealand hop, 75 IBU, 6.75% IPA. Pale IPA. It's a pale IPA. It's a P-I-P-A.
P-I-M-P?
We'll talk about it a little bit when we get to Binkop, but.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed this one better than the Aroma Coma.
What?
On tap.
What?
It's got the good aroma.
I will say it's probably.
I used my big glass.
It's probably Drake's first time of saying, hey, here's two beers. Here's kind of a release for him. Usually just goes, oh, by the way, Denogonizer's in town.
Word.
That's usually what it's been like.
Yoli Roger. I believe it's a soft J.
Yoli Roger. That's good.
Yogging. Why has nobody made a beer called Yogging?
Make it. You and Roger.
Okay, do it. Garage Door went down to San Diego.
Beer Brewer.
My last beer news. Oh, no. Can news is Ballast Point, which we get in town. So I hope that we get these.
Oh, yeah, we do.
But the perfect cocktail for a beer break. Normally, beer break means you're having beer. But in this sense, they mean when you're taking a break from beer, you can have a cocktail from them. So Ballast Point is one of the few breweries like Anchor and Rogue that makes their own spirits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
if you notice recently, they've actually updated their name to say so.
Yeah. So they're bringing out 4 canned cocktail drinks. So there is the Bloody Mary, which has the Fugu vodka made by Ballast Point.
Fugu.
Then they have the Three Sheets, which is their rum. So there's Three Sheets, which is rum and ginger mixed cocktail. Okay, so both of those are a little bit. Yeah. Then there's the Three Sheets rum and cola.
Okay, okay.
So we're getting you back.
You can dig that.
Then their last one is they have Old Grove, which is their gin. So you can get the Old Grove gin and tonic.
Damn.
So gin and tonic into a 12-ounce can.
There you go.
I'm hoping that that's kind of like a variety pack, or maybe they'll be separate, but I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. Just throw it in the chest, you know, with your beer and whatnot. And someone says, like, I don't like craft beer. And you're like, well, you can still have a Ballast Point. It's just not beer.
I like it for that aspect of somebody there that doesn't give a crap about beer, but likes alcohol,
and they're not drinking Limeritas or something. Yeah,
like Smirnoff Ice. Have one of these.
This might be awesome for you. So I love it for that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't know. I'm just gonna really have a beer, but maybe I need to try these.
I'm gonna have to bring it in, but there's a local-ish company, but they make a gin, they make a vodka, they make a liqueur,
vodka,
and they make a rum blend all out of sweet potatoes. And it's actually pretty damn good.
Mm. Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. So, but I don't go to spirits too often, but I do like them. But I'm more of a quantity drinker. So it would kind of just be like, oh yay, ounce and a half. Okay, I'm gonna sit here for an hour and stare at the wall. Whereas beer, you're kind of like, I have 12 ounces. I could drink an ounce every 10 minutes.
It's a long time.
It's way too long.
Yeah, slam it. Shotgun.
You gotta slam it like an American.
Yeah. I tried to sound responsible. You assholes are spoiling it for me.
Sorry.
Brewed with corn husks.
All right, we done with the culture, you boys?
Bakersfield.
What about Bakersfield?
They're kicking our ass.
Shut up.
So if anybody listens to this and has not found the Bakersfield Craft Beer page on Facebook.
I don't think I have.
Bakersfield Craft Beer.
There's another page you're not on?
Yeah, dude. People don't care about
me. Modern Times is so regular in Bakersfield now.
Oh,
how shit. Regular is it?
How regular is it?
It's in the fucking Save Mart.
Oh, my.
Of all places.
God. Mr. Jess has been making fucking
sons
displays.
Of bitches.
It saddens me that...
Can you imagine walking into a Save Mart and going, Sam Adams, Blue Moon, Modern Times.
Oh, my God.
On sale.
I didn't even know that Modern Times is in Bonds in San Diego.
We could also blame Mr. Big Game. He's kind of like...
Damn him!
It's like he's loading the potato gun with Modern Times cans, and he's just shooting them all over the town. Get Modern Times.
Oprah.
Oprah. That's a better. You get Modern Times. You get Modern Times. You get Modern Times.
So now hiring Bakersfield Beer Mule. Apply within.
Now we need a taco assistant and Bakersfield Beer Mule.
You know, Mr. Hopking 559 is supposed to be down in Baco 2 days a week.
Oh, really?
So he comes up biweekly for a paycheck. So
he's forced to come here. Mm-hmm. Dude, you got to get that directly deposited. Yeah.
And it wasn't just
on that, actually.
It wasn't just the regular Modern Times. Like, I saw, pretty sure it was Oneida cans.
Yeah, no, that.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, they have Blazing World.
Okay, Bakersfield has Modern Times.
Yeah.
Is it the full normal selection?
So, obviously, for draft, they're getting some specialties.
For draft, too.
For draft, they're getting some specialties because they're new to town. But if you go back to the Modern Times posting, they will say on their specialty beers which ones will hit normal distribution. So they're like, Oneida, it'll be a quarterly seasonal. It will hit all normal distribution areas. Whereas they'll say like the Monsters Park Extra Black House with Cocoa Nibs and Lamb's Blood will only be local.
Lamb's Blood.
But so they do depict that. So Bakersfield will be considered a normal territory, and they'll get all the Onitos and the Booming Rollers and blah, blah, blah. And
son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So cheers. Way to go, Bakersfield.
Way to go, Bakersfield.
Fuck you all. Sad for us.
Yeah, you would have three customers right here.
Yeah. Way to go.
And also, don't forget, Beer Let's to the not People forget. Is having an anniversary party this weekend, August 8th.
We've heard rumors of a certain San Francisco brewer that will be featured that never before seen in Fresno ever.
Never before.
Within the
again.
Within the San Francisco city limits.
21st Amendment?
In a shitty part of town. I said never seen before in Fresno ever.
Hmm.
I don't think we're supposed to be saying. Yeah. Lagunitas.
Yeah.
I don't think we're supposed to say it, but go ahead and try and figure that out.
Yes.
But go to the Beer of the People right now.
Right now.
As you're listening.
Because right now, it's Saturday.
Because they've made it a year.
Because it's Saturday.
Because it's today.
It'll be the place
But this is tomorrow.
It'll be the place that has zero signage.
Yes. And lots of people.
But people.
Over 21.
It has a bouncer.
Boom.
Voicemails. We like voicemails. 559-492-0542. Put it in your phone right now and call us when you're drunk. Call us when you have craft beer, things you want to get off your chest.
Call us when you're driving.
Call us if you're having problems with your significant other.
No. We'll
try and work it out for you. No, that's not what this is.
We're not Delilah.
Oh, okay. We're not ask Delilah. Whatever. All right. We've got voicemails this week.
We are a little bit John Tesh, though.
I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to go ahead and go on.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James from Bakersfield.
Speaking of.
I haven't called in a while.
Yeah, here we go.
Calling in to say hi. Say hi to the guys, see how you guys are doing. Tell you guys keep up the good work.
We're hating Bakersfield.
The last handful of podcasts have been really good. Just one quick thing. Maybe a few now, but probably a couple weeks ago, I think, I kind of went on a road trip up to Montana and hit a bunch of states on the way up and the way back. I think it's been like 10 days. I hit, you know, six different states probably.
Whoa,
nice.
Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming. Out of all of those places, worst place for craft beer, definitely Idaho. Idaho was not doing a great job craft beer-wise. In a couple of towns I was in, a lot of signs that said huge craft beer selection going on a lot of the stores, and the selection was pretty meh at best.
Didn't go to Sandpoint.
Well, all right, but other than that, not very impressive at all. Anyways, it's July 31st. Getting ready for the big Modern Times rollout next week. Anyways, talk to you guys soon. Keep up the good work.
Screw you, cheers. James. Cheers. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Modern Times. No big
cheers
deal.
Cheers and go fuck yourself.
NBD.
And we hate you.
And
also, but we love you. Second. But we hate you.
But we love you.
But we love you.
But we love to hate of you.
Cheers, James.
Voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I ain't driving.
What?
Boo.
I'm brewing.
Yes. Oh,
can you guess what I'm brewing? Can you?
Black IPA.
Brown. Try. Brown. Hoppy brown.
Give up? Here, I'll give you a hint. All mosaic. All mosaic. Hop me all mosaic.
Ooh, hop me all mosaic.
Wow.
That's right.
Mosaic
I'm
brown.
An all mosaic session IPA.
Ooh.
Better believe it.
Hello.
We better get some of that.
I'm not going to be able to get any of the last time I brewed the Black Session IPA because that's going on the pub crawl. But I'll make sure you guys get some of this one.
Yes.
If it's least you could do.
Unless it's a drain pour or something. But don't worry.
We'll take it still.
It's going to be just fine.
Just you can pour it down our drains.
Well, anyway, I'm just brewing.
I've got a drain.
Taking it easy and, you know. Hey, it was really great to see you guys at BC's, too. That was awesome.
What?
Thanks for the hug, Mike. You needed that.
Oh. Pick me
up. Yes. But anyway, you guys take care. Keep the great work. Come on.
It's got to be. Thanks, man. Scotty B. Yeah, we saw Scotty B.
We saw the legendary.
In the flesh.
Scotty B.
Hills Bills met Scotty B.
Holy shit.
And it was on Periscope, too.
Really?
I was Periscoping from the bar, and then Scotty B came up. I was like, Scotty B. And Hillary's like,
hello, Chief.
I'm Hills Bills. And he's like, I'm Scotty B. And then the world's blue.
Yeah. The worlds collided.
All worlds blew up.
This is what it's like when worlds collide. We made craft beer connections
happen. Craft connections.
Please wait awesome. While we connect you to the craft beer connections server.
We appreciate your call, telephone call. Your call is very important to us.
Please stay on the line.
Screw you.
Hello. Please stay on the line.
Hey, guys. What's an optometrist's favorite beer?
What?
IPA.
I. Because
a joke.
EYE.
Yeah.
or an optometrist, I suppose.
You would love that.
I thought of another one. What's an optometrist who drinks a lot of beer?
What?
A hoptometrist. Hey, it's Paul from Fairfax.
What's up, Paul?
I tried the Golden Shower beer, and I wouldn't recommend it. Unless you think urine would be a good addition to your Belgian quad.
Oh.
I was down there. My buddy's up above me, peeing on me with a...
No.
Wait a minute. No, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
And I'm thinking the whole time, he should be the one down here because...
Right.
He's not going to change the taste of his beer at all.
Right.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
You failed.
Why are you friends with somebody who drinks Heineken? And that's a real good question.
It is.
And I know what else you're thinking.
Must have been an old friend.
Why are you letting a dude give you a golden shower?
That is.
Well, the answer is I couldn't get any of my female friends to.
So you're like, fuck it.
But the show must go on.
The good news is that he was peeing through a Randall, so there's that.
Oh, you're okay then.
Hot pee.
Serious,
not gay.
Serious business here. Midnight Lightning, it's got to be the best beer ever.
Yes.
Seriously, man.
Ooh.
This is just what I'm looking for in an Imperial Stout.
Tioga Sequoia's Midnight
Lightning. Hopped. I am into the aggressively hopped stouts. I do not like the sissy sweet stouts.
You stout and sissy.
To, I don't know if you guys used to be into the old Shakespeare stout from Rogue. Not that it's Imperial, but that was one of my favorite beers way back in the
Shakespearean
day. And I gave it a
stout, yeah.
It's old
recently,
stout.
And it's still a totally
it's still
solid
around
beer,
there.
And it's
yeah.
A super aggressively hopped beer as well.
Hmm.
So look for that. Anyway,
next
Matt, thank you
go
for
get
the
it.
Midnight Lightning.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to order this by the case. Take care, guys. Talk with you soon.
Cheers.
Cool. I'm glad
Cheers.
He. I kind of opened the beer fridge and I said, pick one, you know, pick two. And he's just like, I'm going to take one. And he picked the Midnight. So, and
good
I told
pick.
Him, I was like, well, he, I was like, this is something you could sit on for a year or this is something you could drink. And he's just like, well, he's like, I'll give it a week.
I'll sit on a week. So we got a week better.
Yeah.
A week better.
A week better. That was a voicemail. It's 559-492-0542. See how enjoyable that was? You can be a part of that by calling our voicemail line and leaving us beer knowledge
yes.
that you have.
For such activities as Randall Golden Shower.
Yes. If you want to, if you have a golden shower you're randalling, try and record it as it's happening. And we will play it. And it will be exciting for all of us. Big Hot Trigger! Everyone, open up your Untappd app. Check out what you've been drinking this past week. Follow along as we journey through our week of drinking craft beer. Well, as you heard, Scotty B.
Oh, sounds like you're going first.
Scotty B. I'm going to go ahead and rock and roll it here. Scotty B. gave a preview. We were at.
Damn it, Scotty.
We were at. BC's, we went all the way out to Cobus.
Can you believe it? They let us in.
BC is the last stop on the Aromacoma tour from Drake's. Was at BC's and had a flight. They had the Aromacoma.
Oh, that's right. You did
the Aroma
flight. Aroma yes.
Pilieta. And then they had the Aroma, it was like a double version. And then they had one they called sour, but it was not. It was mislabeled. It was not supposed to be labeled as a sour.
No wonder everybody's disappointed.
Yeah, everyone's like, this isn't sour.
Yeah.
And I talked to the Drake's rep, and he's like, no, it wasn't supposed to say sour.
It was just
sour.
A Brett IPA, right?
Yeah. So
much like the one Hossa Pendragon has done.
Hossa Pendragon.
Hossa Pendragon.
So I did. They Drake's did have a Drake's from actual Drake's representative there, who you know actually yeah. works at Drake's.
The
not a Valley guy, an actual East
outer.
Bay guy. Yeah, give us some Drake swag. Yeah. I dropped Perfect Pour, and he was like, yeah.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. Who?
He's like, yo, yeah, sure.
Every time.
Cool dude. I can't remember his name, but he can't remember my name, so it's all right.
Yeah.
But No, it was nice actually going to a beer event. And then Scotty B was there.
Yeah.
Hills Bills.
World
Joshua famous. Teehee. All kinds of folks are out all there. All the Fresno
famous people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
World famous.
Enjoyed myself out there in the coolest. And
hey, I was there too.
Oh, you were there? Oh, yeah. Nick from the Perfect Pour was there.
Yeah.
We had, on our way back into Fresno, we stopped at Beer to the People.
Just to rinse the Clovis out of the
And mouth. Oh, well, before that, while it was still at BC's, a Spring IPA from Faction, which is an excellent nice. IPA. It's a session. It is very good. I don't know if it's a 6.8, but I consider it a session. Once you drop below 7,
yeah,
fucking, you're sessioning, beer. Bro.
That's what I always
say. And then we went to Beer of the People. And now my Untappd app has taken a crap.
It's crashing.
And doesn't know what's doing. I kept with a Faction theme and went with a Faction Pale.
Yeah, what are the chances?
Beer of the People. Beer of the People beers. Loves Faction. But that is an excellent pale. So, and then I had it was a beer event weekend because it was Nick's birthday.
What?
And I was at Goldstein's and I had a Sherman
nice.
That was randled, and I couldn't tell. I was just like, I can. It was Sherman. I couldn't taste the randling. And I had a Heal the Bay IPA from Golden Road.
Nice.
And a campfire stout.
You had a campfire stout?
Yeah. I had yours.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And then at home, my home drinking, I had a Cali Creamin and an Evil Cousin from Heretic. Because Heretic's in town now.
Oh, the yes.
East Bay Heretic Brewing. And that Evil Cousin, man, it is a really good beer except for the malt backbone. It's got this big, huge malt backbone that if you could take away that maltness, it would be a really awesome IPA.
Really?
So
you need a malt Randall where you could filter up.
Yeah, a malt filtering Randall.
So didn't you have a couple Bukus at the old Goldstein's?
Did I?
I don't know. You were talking about it.
That was before. That was a week before.
Oh, right.
Talk about another week, bro.
Okay.
All right. What have you boys been conjuring?
So I, too, was at the BC's Aromacoma with the Mikey and the Hills Bills and the Teehee. And the, what was the guy from the Hook and Ladder?
The Hook and Ladder owner.
He says he's having a Tioga tap takeover pretty soon.
Is yes.
Or not a tap takeover.
Is that the Firestone one?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Anyways, yeah, we were hanging with some cool celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking beer. I had the... I started
24 cameraman Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I started with the Aromacoma. And that was good. I don't know. I thought it was better in years past. Maybe...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a situation. Like, taste buds have changed. Palate has changed.
It was really warm in there, too.
It was.
It wasn't an optimal situation.
But Drake's is never terrible, you know? I didn't, so that's the only Drake's I had that night. The other beer I had was the McKillar. Kopi Coffee IPA. The freaking strangest beer I think I've ever had in my life. Until tonight, that is. We'll get to that in just a minute. So those were, I think I only had the two beers of BC's, which, I was going to go for one and they're out of it. And I can't remember what that is now.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Italian, the pink rose?
Yeah, there was some Italian beer that had a pink in its name.
And they're out of it.
And they were done.
Done. So I got the Kopi Coffee IPA, which was really good. And then, as Mikey said, we went on to Beer to the People. I had the Boont Barrel Barrel-Aged Amber Ale.
Oh, okay.
That was really, really good.
Was it?
Yeah. But they were thin on their taps that night because they said they're gearing up for their anniversary party.
Anniversary party, they're so they had to clean the lines
for all this epic, untalkable,
yes,
unspeakable may not mention names.
I mean, they're gonna have.
They'd point to the name of the beer, but they cannot say it out loud. That's how secret.
They're gonna have to go into their. I mean, you, when it's this kind of special occasion,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna have to go into your cellar and pull out something.
Make something
special.
Happen.
Yeah, make it happen.
Yeah. So then we carried on with my. I was gonna celebrate my birthday on Saturday.
Right.
So we went to Yard House and had me some Alpine Duet.
Oh, you were at Yard House?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to Pablo's.
Oh, yeah, but I had to warm up first. Oh,
okay.
You know, snack time.
A little snack.
Yeah, so we went, got an Alpine Duet and some shrimp ceviche and chicken nachos.
Not the best nachos I've ever had.
Mmm. Mm. You probably don't like it because they put chili beans in their nachos.
No, right? That was actually nice.
Okay. I thought that throws a lot of people off, the chili beans in the nachos.
It's not the best nachos I've ever had.
Beans in my nachos.
So then we did go to Popolo's for dinner, had the grunion from Ballast Point.
Grunion pale. Now you guys have both had it. What's your opinion?
I'm okay.
Beer was meh.
I'm giving the go ahead for the 6-pack purchase.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would recommend.
Well, I see they're going to put it in cans.
What's a goat head?
When I see it in cans, what a goat head.
What a goat head.
I would recommend a sixer of Grunion.
I like
it. So what he's saying is you need to go to Popolo's, get your buffalo cheesy fries.
Definitely do that.
And your Grunion.
And a Grunion.
Hmm.
From there, we ended up at the Goldsteins.
Ooh.
It's made out of gold.
Let's go see the boss.
We did see the boss. He was slinging beers amongst his other bartenders. I started with the stone smoked porter with vanilla beans.
Yeah, I'm sad that was on and I was not there.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That is probably my favorite variation of the smoked porter. No, solid beer.
Vanilla beans with your porters.
I love vanilla beans. Well, the smoke and the vanilla beans.
The smokiness. He likes a smoke and a pancake, you know.
And then if that, it's like, how do you get better than that? I don't know. Put old Rasputin on nitro.
Yes.
That'll do it.
Oh, but was it still $6.50 and you got a pint?
Oh, it was $5.50, sir.
Oh, they went down a dollar. But it was still in a pint glass is what I'm getting at.
All my beers carrying a pint glass of gold.
It was a shaker. Well, yeah, the smoked porter, I got a snifter.
I was getting IPAs, something aroma-filled, and I still got them in pint glasses.
They didn't like his face.
# beer geek rant.
Well, that could maybe, I don't know. But my thing is, usually when you get an old Rasputin on nitro, they're like, oh, here's like 8 ounces of it. And you're like, I could do a little bit more than that. But they're like, Goldstein's like, here's a fucking pint.
Yeah.
Boom. Slides it over to you.
So did a couple of those, and then Mikey graciously bought me a campfire stout from Highwater.
Because we were blowing out all the other kegs.
We were blowing kegs left and right. Popping bottles.
Can I get one? Nope, we're out of that.
Yeah.
Nope, the keg just busted. Nope, we're out of that.
I got to podcast interview a Fresno music legend without recording it.
Whoa.
The Nick's father-in-law. Guitarist.
Mr. Willie was there?
Mr. Willie was out with us enjoying
guitarist for
Nitro Old Rasputins. And he had the milk stout from Kawea, and he gave it an okay.
All right.
He actually gave kudos to Tioga. He said Tioga's was a wee bit better, the milk stout you guys produce.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to dig back in my beer brain there for a second.
Yeah, I was talking to him about... because he's toured Europe so much, guitarist for Mofo Party Band. Just asked him about Europe, you know, drinking, and just says the people there just, I mean, they just put us to shame as far as their beer drinking. I mean, they're just so much more ingrained in the culture there than in us. It's just a way of life as far as drinking. There.
They don't drink water, basically.
Yeah.
What we see is fuel trucks. That's their version of a beer truck.
Mm-hmm.
In Belgium.
Yeah, they just tap the beer truck and just go.
Yeah. So just I have to move to Europe. After talking with him, it sounds like Europe's the shit. Because then they go on vacation for like 4 or 5 weeks, and they just leave. They just just put a close sign on their door and just say, "See you in 6 weeks
on holiday."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you're in the Europe's and you're American, you're kind of a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I've been told that too.
Mm. I've heard that in Asia.
Brood with the tears of eagles.
I heard they hate us in Europe. You go to Japan and you're just like, you guys being tall and white, oh my God.
Big American penis.
Yes. You would score so much. I don't know why you're not there.
Huge in Japan.
All right. Well, that was our being caught. Riggin. Or did you go, Breeder?
I didn't.
Oh, he went. All right.
Yeah, he went.
To the bathroom while we were doing
this. It's time for a Breeder Brewer.
Just a bunch of repeats. I had an all day. I had an Onita. I had a Resin. I had a Fremont. And there's probably a Down to Earth in there. But those are all just multiple beer packs that I've been drinking myself. I haven't, you know.
So I'm just going to go ahead and guess that was in there. That's 90% guaranteed.
Yeah, you know, you start drinking, you put beers, you know, one to the next. And
No.
Things get a little fuzzy.
That never happens. Yeah. Impossible.
When you have a whole fridge dedicated to beer.
Things get a little fuzzy.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're like, anybody want to come over? Nope. All right, let's do this.
More for me, fuckers.
Some weeks it's dry, and other weeks we're trying to wedge stuff in there, and this is one of those weeks.
That's what she said.
And this is not an Asian beer, so I just decided that this is a beer we're having. Ah, damn it. Half-ass
open. I love gold.
This is Tioga Sequoia's Cucumbier, donated to us by the Bearded Brewer.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple of Tioga specialties that didn't make it on the show, so I wanted to make sure this one at least made it.
Special.
Isn't that special? Yeah, I don't think we get enough Tioga specialties.
And there'll be some more coming. There's some really, 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 really cool beers coming out very soon. August is... If pretty much, if you're not going to be at the garden every week in August, you're going to be missing shit.
Interesting. Good to know. This is the Cucumbier, Pilsner, Cucumber Pilsner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of reputation in town.
So it definitely has that Pilsner lager-y flavor to it. If you can tell the difference between the two, you'll know it's a lager. Some people that can't decipher, they go, "What's the difference between a Pilsner and a lager?" Those people won't know. But it has that lager to it. But we tried to figure some sort of something to add to it that would be refreshing, if you will. And so we had our poor guy, CJ. He had to peel... And then soak, and then puree, and then the brewer's, you know, or the brewer's pureed, which whomever, and then freshly add cucumber juice to this beer.
Wow.
It is a painstaking in the ass beer. Which, I mean, our Marietta is the same way, so.
In the
ass. And the Rush Hour. And so there's a few beers that we have.
Seems like
it takes like a lot of craft.
If it's like an adjunct beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, you can't just, you know, have a big vat and you go push a button, go boop, and you just add the cucumber in. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. You can't just float whole cucumbers into the beer. It's not.
What? Have you tried that?
Did you even try that?
Did you even try it first? Because maybe it would work.
You can't just run hot beer over cucumbers like a coffee or anything like that.
Can you make a cucumber a Randall? Can you just make a Pilsner?
What if that did the same exact thing and they're like, son of a bitch.
You just make a Pilsner and then put a cucumber Randall through the tap and then boom, you've got it. Cucumbier.
Yes. If you could fit several hundred pounds of cucumber in this.
All right.
But
thinking of, I'm being an entrepreneur right now. I'm going to think
there,
of an
there are a lot of people that French press things. Mm-hmm. So it's possible
that French, you could get it. That's not American.
You could get American. You could get a light pilsner, put some cucumbers in there, and press it in. It's possible. Hello.
What if I randled this? What if I randled a cucumber, cucumbier with a cucumber randle? Like, whoa, what would happen?
Double cucumber.
Would I OD?
You would.
It would no longer be the cucumber water. It would be more than that. Uh-huh. I don't know where that's going.
Well, this is a refreshing break.
Refreshingest summer beer of summer beers.
Right. Let's look out for some beers. Looking out for beers we're looking out for. Beers that's getting released. Beers that we're personally looking out for. Nick, what are you out there? What are you looking out for?
I'm going to say I have a mission accomplished.
Ooh.
I have finally found Calm Before the Storm.
Yes, you have. It's waiting in the fridge. It's
waiting in the fridge.
Maybe that should be our next beer when we need another beer.
It has made its way to Fresno, and I'm very happy.
Yay. I think Greg from SC Beer Talk was saying, like, get that.
Get it.
Get it. And I was like, we can't get it. I ain't in San Diego, bro.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
But now it's here.
So I'm happy about that.
Nice. We might have that. Or we might not.
We might not.
Anything you're looking for, Beauty Brew?
It's already hit town and it's probably left, but I would like to pick up a bottle of the Eric's Ale. I did have that on draft at Goldstein's a few weeks back. But
oh, yeah.
I would like to find
it. I was mad that was gone.
I would like to find a couple of bottles of that and, you know, sit on one and enjoy another.
Somebody in town, I just saw a picture of that on one of the social
media. I think Peeves might still have a couple of bottles. I just need to
Peeves.
Go by there.
It seems like it was a liquor store, though.
Hmm.
I want to say it was.
You might have to revive that memory.
Yeah, I'll try and find that for you. Well, some other things to look out for. One of our favorite local-ish brewers, Barrel House, mm-hmm, on the Central Coast. They have their first sour that they were aging through 2014 is out. It's called Batch 1401. It is a blonde sour, 7.9%. It's out now. They only have 75 cases of it.
Whoa.
So you can get it in a 500 milliliter corked and cage bottle.
Ooh.
It's got notes of pineapple, vanilla, butterscotch, and it's very tart.
Damn.
So look for that Bear House Batch 1401.
So people know that's 900 bottles.
Good. All right. Because I was not.
A case of 500 milliliters come in 12, so 12 times.
There's only 900 bottles of it out there. One of my favorite Oregon brewer, Double Mountain.
Who?
They have a beer they're releasing called Homestead. It is a Northwestern Pale, 5.5%, 50 IBUs. It's dank with orange and lemon notes. So I love Double Mountain. That sounds good to me. I am looking out for that.
Nice.
Stones Enjoy by 902.15 is coming out in six packs, or is out there in six packs.
What the fuck happens on that day?
Yeah, they always pick some interesting day. Well, it's 9, so that would be September 2nd? Is that what that is? What happens on September
2nd? I don't even know.
Columbus Day?
Is it Labor Day? Or what's that holiday, the end of the summer? End of summer holiday?
Yeah, it's Labor Day.
Is that Labor Day?
But I don't know if it's that soon.
Mm. Well, the end of summer is the 22nd. So.
I don't know. Cool. It may be just something cool to them.
Cool for the
but
summer.
But that's out there.
Cool.
I've missed the past couple Enjoy Buys, so I'm going to have to try and
find it. That's a terrible shame.
Kauia, local brewer Kauia, has a new IPA out, a double IPA called Slauncher.
Yeah, there's been some buzz about
that. There's a little buzz about that, so I'd like to find that. Kauia Slauncher.
He's been having a handle or two at the Goldsteins. Maybe we could show up there.
Yeah, maybe.
I've even seen him at Goldsteins. I was like, hey, that's Kenny from Kauia. And he's like, hey, Matt. And
then he went up to the other side of the room.
And then he turned back to his group of cool people.
Rye of the Lager is now out. Didn't we have that from Sudwerk?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We had it before anybody yes. could get it. Well, now it's out. Now you, the general person, can get it.
Regular
person. Regular Joe.
Yeah. We had it as the Brewers Reserve Series.
Right. Yeah.
So, not trying to sound cool, but that's why we kegs didn't remember it.
And on bottles, so look for Rye of the Lager. One more thing. Should we? Okay. Goose Island is
who?
They've released like their schedule for their variants of their Bourbon County Stout this year. Should we care? Should we even be promoting
that? You know what bugs me?
I just think we should remember their own who they're owned by.
You know what bugs me though?
Maybe InBev.
Is this year they have specialty bottles where there's the the Bourbon County they is look now
like Bottle Logic
is lately. Now embossed into it, and all they have is a little tag.
Right.
On they have a on literally not it's not a hashtag, but a hang tag.
Yeah.
Like it's
talker.
It goes around and it hangs off. It's just like a little post-it note on the side of the neck,
right?
And that depicts what beer it is, but the bottle's actually raised plain. 3D with the Bourbon County. And I'm just like, well, if it was a Europe beer, that's cool. I guess if it was a Kona beer, that would be cool, but it's supposed to be Bourbon County. And it just feels awkward to me. And especially if you're going to do a vertical from, you know, the 11, 12, 13, 14, and then 15's in this weird bottle. I don't know. But I doubt Fresno's sold enough Goose Island that we'll get any variants. And we'll get
any. So matter. You'd be trading for it if you get it at all.
Yeah, and you'll just be profiting APM, bro. Why would you want to do that? All right, one event I wanted to mention.
What?
Noli, my favorite Spokane brewer, Spokane, Washington. They're having a can jamboree.
Nice.
August 12th. It's just all cans. It's a festival, a beer festival with just all cans.
I like the sound
of it. Area brewers just bringing cans.
They have to be cans or good cans?
it's just cans
are good cans.
All cans are good cans. So go to find Noli and you can find what they're doing. Oh, one thing, I just wanted to piss off Bearded Brewer before we get to cheers here.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? So I have noticed two prominent fall beers are out now.
Oh.
Port Santa's Little Helper. Or actually, there's three. Port Santa's Little Helper. That's a winter beer.
Winter just beer. Just
came out.
Yeah.
Southern Tier's Pumpkin.
Yes.
Pumpkin beer. And then Sierra Nevada's
Oktoberfest.
Those are all out now. It's fucking August. Early August.
Brace yourself. The spices are coming.
It's coming. Is this like the worst time of year coming right now?
It's like Target putting out Christmas decorations.
Yeah. It's early August, and we're dealing with fall beers all of us now.
So awesome.
So basically all we're saying is like, those beers, by the time I want to drink them in mid to late October, they're already old as shit.
They're going to keep releasing them until October.
But I'm just going to assume they're old, though.
It does upset me that in mid-July that there's going to be October beers taking up shelf. Yes, it makes sense because if beers like that can last 6 months, you get them on the shelf, people can buy them, they can start drinking them. And there are a vast majority of people that say, fuck you, we don't care about the beer table, we don't care about the beer timetable, we don't care about you. If we want to drink a stout in 108 degree weather, we will. And those people exist, and there's beer companies, even Tioga Sequoia, that will put out beers midsummer that are meant to be winter beers. And a good thing to blame would be the Great American Beer Festival.
Damn GABF.
Anybody that wants to enter a beer is going to have to make a full batch. So beers that shouldn't exist exist because of them, whether it's specialty IPAs, seasonal IPAs, seasonal beers, seasonal stouts, blah, blah, blah. So there, the summer gets very fucked up these days, if you will.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate pumpkin beers.
So any pumpkin beers you want to send the perfect pour, make sure to send them to Tioga Square, downtown Fresno.
Those bottles
care will get broken. Care of Matt.
I'll be just like a cat. I'll see that bottle on the edge of the keg raider, and I'll just scoot it right off.
Bert, make sure and save those for us.
Bert.
Cheers. Time for cheers. Cheers to our listeners. Cheers to Beardy and the Beast. Make sure to listen to their episode 36 titled Golden Shower Beer.
Mm.
You heard their voicemail they gave us last week. This was at the end of that show, they gave us that voicemail. During the show, they drank Scotty B's beer.
Hmm.
And they highly enjoyed Scotty B's beer mentioned shower
beers. Craft Brew Connections.
So, Golden Shower Beers. Because now we've started that. If you see that pop up out in the media, you know that we've started it. Actually, it was Beardy that started it, but
it was
Beardy. It came through our show, so we're claiming it.
It's ours.
It's ours now, Beardy. Sorry. Yeah,
we have proof.
No, look for Beardy and the Beast podcast, episode 36, Golden Shower Beer. You'll get some references for us. Cheers to Jamie Lynn Morgan. At Rusty Rider Girl, she has she is a food and beer, I guess, blogger. Ooh. And she's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is south of Sandpoint, which it's a place you go through when you're going to Sandpoint via Spokane. And I just hit on her and just followed her, and she followed us back, which she doesn't follow everyone back, and messaged us and everything. So cheers to Jamie Lynn for just even acknowledging us when you have 12,000 followers. That's
wow. Holy shit. 12,000.
Especially if they're legit and they're not bought. None of our followers are bought on social media, by the way. Perfect Poor Pod on all the social medias. Cheers to Dave Renteria, for pimping us out on the Twitter. To the beer wench, like basically like trying to get the beer wench to come on the perfect pour, but he didn't know that beer wench has sort of been on the perfect pour already.
Had it.
But no, we'd love to have the beer wench back on the show. So Dave, thank you, Dave, for working for us on the social medias, and for Todd Alad for being the ultimate harder on our Periscope.
Ultimate.
He could not stop harding us. And we love them for it. And, of course, cheers to our patrons. Patreon.com, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to support us, we would appreciate any support you can give us. And if you've got a few extra bucks lying around, you can support us on Patreon. If you're on the $5 a month level, you get to hear the tailgate session, amongst other little things. So do that, or go to perfectpourpod.com for all the information on us. Any cheers you guys have?
Cheers to Scotty B for running into him at the BC.
Yeah.
Cheers to Ruben. And unfortunately, I didn't get the lady's name, the other bartender at
Beer to the People. Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, so cheers to them for bringing in good beers.
Mm-hmm.
Hope their anniversary party goes well.
I hope to go to there.
I hope, me too.
Because I'm going to, once I'm done cleaning my cellar, and if I can get done with that, I'm going to make a point to go there. Cheers.
Oh. Cheers. And yeah. That's it.
All right.
I've been distracted, sorry.
Good. Being a brewer, you have any cheers?
To the couple of Goldstein's bartenders, Chelsea and Stacy. Cheers for coming down to the Tioga Beer Garden.
Woohoo.
Yay. See, the community just, it's just incestuous. Everyone just goes to each other's beer places, buys beer. It's the only way we can keep things open, the lights on.
Circle of life.
Circle of life. Just like all the other podcasts.
That's right.
About beer. SD Beer Talk.
Oh, yeah.
3BZ. Make sure you're listening to those guys, too. And thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. Help us out by telling all your beer friends about us. Or your non-beer friends. It doesn't matter. Just make them listen. Put them in a chokehold.
You will listen.
And it's the American way.
Yes.
And let's hear some sunburns.
What does a sunburn sound like?
Headphones are off.
It's done.
Stop listening.
It's over. Screw this.
You go home.